Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Isaiah chapter 57, verses 14 and 15. And it will be said, build up, prepare the way. Remove every obstacle out of the way of my people. For thus says the High and Exalted One, who lives forever, whose name is holy. I dwell on a high and holy place, and also with a contrite and lowly of spirit, in order to revive the spirit of the lowly, and to revive the heart of the contrite.
One of the most important disciplines in the life of a believer is prayer. It's the means by which those of us who are Christians move into deep and cherished fellowship with God. When we pray, we're simply talking to the Lord and trusting that He will answer. In doing so, we learn to listen and wait for His response. And He loves for us to honor Him through this spiritual act of worship. Indeed, prayer is one of the best ways to honor God. When we pray to our Heavenly Father, we're acknowledging that He is God, the High and Exalted One who lives forever, whose name is holy. See Isaiah 57, verse 15. God alone deserves glory, and we honor Him when we pray without ceasing, as 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17 encourages us to do. That is, we're to maintain a God-focused attitude throughout the day, continually asking Him to govern every detail of our life. In today's scripture passage, God says, I dwell on a high and holy place, and also with the contrite and lowly of spirit. So our motives and the condition of our heart are very important in prayer. The Heavenly Father longs for an intimate relationship with His children. Time spent in communication with Him is the best way to develop that closeness.